USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Supply levels may be an issue for one of the three coronavirus vaccines that are authorized for use in the U.S. Big problems at a production facility in Baltimore is slowing output of Johnson & Johnson's single-dose vaccine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Friday they're aware of the problem.
They remain committed to meeting their contract of delivering 100 million doses by the end of May.
A prayer vigil held in Bryan, Texas after the deadly shooting at a warehouse on Thursday. The suspect has been identified as 27-year-old Larry Bolin. He's an employee at Kentmore Cabinets where the shooting happened. Police say the suspect has been charged with murder and 5 counts of assault with a deadly weapon. They say there were a total of 7 victims. One died at the scene and the other 6 were taken to the hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden's so-called border czar, Roberta Jacobson, announced she's stepping down from her role at the end of April. She told the New York Times her position as border coordinator was temporary and was always planned to last only 3 months. He said she's been an invaluable contribution to the Biden-Harris administration. Jacobson's departure comes amid a spike in immigration at the southwest border that has strained federal officials who are trying to deal with unaccompanied minors. The number of migrants stopped at the southwest border in March rose to the highest monthly level in more than 20 years. That includes some 18,000 unaccompanied minors, more than twice the figure seen in February. The Pentagon has already granted approval for the Department of Health and Human Services to house unaccompanied minors at Joint Base San Antonio and at a temporary housing facility at Fort Bliss near El Paso, Texas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden submitted his first budget request to Congress, in which he's proposing a 16% increase in domestic spending and asking for less defense spending than former President Trump did. In a 58-page, $1.5 trillion budget request for 2022, more money would go toward domestic programs to reduce poverty, strengthen environmental protection, and aid in public education. Biden's proposed defense spending, compared to increases under former President Trump in recent years, is expected to draw criticism from congressional Republicans as insufficient and progressive Democrats as excessive. A new NASA program is breaking barriers, as we hear from USA's Mike Fortier.
The space agency announcing Friday that it will send a person of color to the moon for the first time ever. This person will be part of the Artemis program. That program will also include the first woman to ever walk on the moon. Artemis planning to launch in 2024. So far, 12 people have walked on the moon, all of them American men. In the short term, NASA plans to break another barrier Sunday. NASA's Mars helicopter Ingenuity set to take its maiden voyage. It would be the first time a human-built aircraft flies on another planet. Ingenuity will only go about 10 feet up and it will only be in the air for about 30 seconds. That should be enough time, though, to take some pictures and collect some data. Flight time set for 10:54 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.